APV Services proudly presents the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast, Episode 14. And welcome to episode 14 of the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast. I'm Adam.
I'm Alicia.
And just as miserable as usual.
You wound me up.
Without further ado, let's talk about Doctor Who. Now, having listened to every episode of this show during my night shift last night, because I was just interested in people's feedback and things that were said quite nice about the early shows, I was quite amazed at how poor the quality of the shows were. Not necessarily the sound quality was bad enough as it was, but the shows in general weren't very good. So I'd like to thank the people who stuck with us right from the beginning for your support, and hopefully the shows have improved. Also, I'd like to apologise to Tim Drury, who I was particularly harsh to, playing a clip of his on the show from Podshock. He probably wasn't really on his best form. Maybe he was, he'd been up all night, and I didn't take things into consideration, so sorry to him.
Idiot, Dad.
Yeah, well, it's all about comedy and stuff, and sometimes other people can be innocent, victims of comedy. Sorry, Tim. You stop tapping your watch on the table, because that's going right through, please. We finally have some long-awaited audio feedback from James Wright.
Hello, Adam and Alicia. I heard you complaining that nobody was giving you feedback, so I thought I'll take pity on you and record some for you now. I'm James from the Unearthly Child podcast, which is www.unearthlychildpodcast.com, if your listeners want to, listen. A couple of things. One, Twitter. You can kind of chat with people. I do it quite often. If they tweet something, you can hit that reply button and say things at them, and then they reply. And if you want to make it private, you can just use direct messages. So I don't really know what you're complaining about. Some other stuff that I wanted to say, which I've probably forgotten. Oh yeah, you asked for requests to challenge Alicia to watch something. I challenge her to watch Planet of the Daleks, just because I'm watching that right now, and I've got nothing better to do. I really enjoy your show. I'm leaving really big gaps here, but it's better than some of the waffle that you have. Bye.
I like this guy.
The waffle that we have. Obviously referring to your waffle, no doubt. Thank you, James.
He likes me more than you.
Well, can you remember what James was saying? So it was because I've got slightly sidetracked there.
Just in Twitter.
The Twitter thing. I must admit, I haven't really... I find Facebook a little bit more user-friendly than Twitter as far as...
You're still just in Twitter.
As far as lots of,
You never know. Everybody might be on Twitter one day instead of Facebook, and you'll probably go, oh, Twitter is the best, and Facebook's rubbish. But there you go. So, yeah, it's like everybody was on Bieber, and now they're like, Facebook's rubbish. And now they're like, oh, Facebook is the best. Bieber is rubbish. So, you forget what I mean.
I'm still not... I don't think Facebook suits me because, I just like the dynamic.
You never hardly ever go on it, though.
No, I can't find anything. When I'm on it, I can't find anything interesting about it.
What, on Facebook?
Twitter.
Oh, no, I thought you're never on Facebook.
I am on Facebook. I'm always on Facebook.
No, you're not all the time. I am on it every 10 minutes, so...
Via my phone. I don't go that often on the computer.
No, I am on Facebook on my phone every 10 minutes.
Yes, I can see that. But yes, thank you, James. As far as the challenge, what do you think then, Alicia? Are you going to watch Planet of the Daleks before the next episode?
Yeah. No.
Believe it when I see it.
Well, the problem is, my schedule is very busy.
You're on school holidays.
Hold on. It's Cows Week. I've been going down Cows every day.
I'm going down
there tomorrow, even if it's raining.
And I've been working a night shift, and I'm still trying to record a podcast.
No. I'm going down Cows Week.
You really got a busy season.
Yeah, we live on the Isle of Wight. We have this thing called Cows Week, and it's kind of like a town celebration thing. It's fun.
A sailing regatta, Alicia.
Yeah, but all the old people come and see it. It's fun.
Yes, okay. Right, well, thanks, James, anyway. It's nice to get some
audio. I had a water fight today.
It's nice to get some audio feedback, especially from a Brit. We haven't had a lot of Brits. Especially.
Do you know what? I've lost something.
Audio feedback. Also, I'd like to say thank you to Wes Dualman. I hope I spelt that correctly. pronounced it correctly. Because he's provided us with a new graphic, which we've been using on our Facebook page. And it's a brilliant piece of graphics. I haven't replaced it on the website because...
We've got a website since when?
It's the Podbean website.
We got a website. It was the Podbean website.
It is.
Did we make it up?
Sorry?
Did we make it up?
Yes, it's our website.
No, we didn't make Podbean up, did we? So it's not our website.
It is our website. It's just Podbean. It is the host of it. It's our website. It's called the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. Podbean.com. It's our website.
No. I've never been on it. So you have to prove it to me.
Doesn't surprise me. Anyway, as I was saying, Wes has provided us with some new graphics. And...
Ow!
Just wait a moment, please.
No, don't hit me, Moody.
Yes, so, as you, well, obviously you don't like me doing any feedback and praising Wes's efforts on providing us with new graphics or feedback for the show, then, because you seem to be quite interested in you know... jumping in and interrupting.
Well, that's my usual manner, isn't it?
He did actually provide some blurb, actually, via the Facebook group. So let's see if I can find that online recording. Here's the Facebook group, which is the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. And down here it is. It says, Adam and Alicia, I've been enjoying the podcast and put this desktop background together after being inspired by your show. I love the explosion of new Doctor Who podcasts and what everyone brings to the table. Keep up the great work.
How many friends have we got?
We've got 45 members of the group. Could do with more, obviously.
Guess what?
If you go to the Facebook page, which is 20 Megabyte Doctor Who Podcast...
Is that new feedback?
Just wait a second, please.
Oh, I want to read it out, even though I can't read.
Well, it's not actually showing at all, Alicia.
Seymour.
Go on then, so you think you can read it out. Who is it?
Joe Rodney.
All right, go on then.
Well, I just said it wrong because I said Rodney.
Just read it out.
You might read rubbish.
You said you wanted to read it out.
No, but I would read it out if no one's listening.
It says after listening to...
After listening to episode 13 and your quick run through of the different Doctors of Alicia, hello, but one thing that jumped out... at me was that she picked out actual episode titles from the Second Doctor, the War Games, opposed to the random things per Doctor. It seems that either A, she contacts the Second Doctor, or B, she connects with the particular story. Therefore, I feel.
It does say fail, but yes, he means feel.
Okay. I feel that Alicia should revisit Second Doctor stories, perhaps Tomb of the Cybermen or War Games again, run that by her it for a future episode. Can you read that out properly?
I think you did a fairly good job. I'm not going to read it out again.
Does everybody get it?
Yes. Well, if anybody didn't get it...
Are you going to play the bit?
What bit?
The bit.
Yes, just give me time. I haven't got there yet.
The bit that I liked.
Hey?
The funny bit.
The funny bit you liked.
The bit.
Yeah, in a minute.
Yay. I like that bit. It's a very good bit. Oh, it's another one.
No, that's an old one.
Oh.
Anyhow, right. So we got some Glade Packer feedback.
Can I read it?
A lot of it, but
can
I'm just
I
trying to find
it?
The right one. Because
can I read it?
No,
can I read
you can't
it?
Read.
I can't read.
Actually, before we move on to Glade's feedback, Draculasaurus says...
Oh, where was
Shush has sent us a few bits of feedback for previous episodes, so which I haven't read out because I've been so brief, but I want to thank him nevertheless. We've got
to read it. Okay. The first one, it says, another great show.
Then you're looking in the wrong order.
And it says, oh, I don't care. Well, the first one, it says, great episode, wonderful. What does that say? Pertwee audio. And the next one says, great interview, Adam. And the next one says, another great show. And the all next right. one says, well, this is the Glade one, ain't it?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. It says, hi, Adam. No, Alicia. I actually really enjoyed hearing you and Alison's reviews on Series 5. I was wondering if Alistair, a relative of yours. I realise that could be a blonde question, seeing as you share the last name. Keep up the good work. I am sorry for not sending in more feedback. Glade. P.S.
tsaproductions.podbean.com
has more podcasts coming. Just posted the first TSA production episode. What's that about?
Can you put those earphones in your ear so they don't keep falling on the table?
I want to know what that's about. The TAC.
TSA Productions is his podcast. That's a Sherlock Holmes podcast.
Okay.
Now, as far as Alistair being a relative of mine is concerned, no, he isn't. But he's a jolly good friend of mine. So that's about as far as that goes.
He would be my relative, wouldn't he? Because we share the last name.
Evidently.
Pearson.
Yes, anyway, so next
one. The next one's from Glade. It says, hi, Adam and Alicia. You remember my name that time. Okay. I actually enjoy hearing which podcast you listen to and how the recording is done, so thank you for sharing the secret to that. I forgot to include in the previous comment that I hail from the US of A.
Specifically Utah. He has actually mentioned that before, Glade. But he can mention it as many times as he likes.
Another one. Oh, it's another one. I also forgot to ask, in your show notes, would you mind listening to the Doctor Who podcast links? I don't remember all the podcasts you listed, Glade.
Yes, so.
Any more?
Thank you, Glade, for all your updated... sorry, Isabella isn't... grizzling
what
upstairs.
What about me? I've been brilliant reading out there.
I can understand a word you were saying, but never mind.
Okay.
All right, yes, it was okay, but it's funny how you suddenly decide that. Can you shut the door so as we can actually do the podcast without children screaming in the background, please?
Yeah,
you
keep
going. I have to take the earphones out.
No, I'm okay. You still hear it, Dad?
Still hear what? Yes, somebody doesn't like having their bath.
Where's the Matt Smith? Oh, that's very good, Dad.
What is?
That is.
Yeah, stop sidetracking.
Oh, is this when you got the first Doctor?
Can you stop sidetracking? Oh, it drew my head in. I'm trying to do this podcast, and you go off on a tangent. Right. We have... Have I gone past all the feedback? I just want to make sure, because there was something... that Alistair actually he had a question that he posted to me directly on Facebook that says, was there any feedback in regards to episode 12 in which he was in, obviously. At that stage there wasn't, but since then obviously Glade has published some feedback for that show. Right, I've said previously, I'm on a night shift at the moment. I've downloaded as many Doctor Who podcasts as I can.
I like this bit. Can I explain it?
No, because I want to explain it myself first, please. So I'm on night shift, so I've downloaded as many Doctor Who podcasts as I can, which gives me an opportunity of listening to the shows that maybe I haven't had a time to listen to in the past. TARDIS Tavern is one of the podcasts I listen to anyway, but I listen to... an episode that was out a few weeks ago, and then suddenly my ears pricked up because we were mentioned.
No,
go on then.
I'm sorry for the swearing you're just about to hear.
Yeah, there is a minor swear word, so if you get offended by the S word...
Yeah, because I will.
You might want to skip this podcast forward a couple of minutes.
No, you don't, because it's a very good interview, and it's very funny, and it's all about me.
Speaking of, you also recommended another podcast to me, and it's really grown on me. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes, I do, yeah.
The 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. It's fun. That's a fun podcast to listen to. Sean again recommended it. If you get a chance, I recommend it.
We'll tell you a little bit. Can I tell them a little bit about what it's about? I mean,
right.
It's it's not Radio Free Scarrow. It's not Podshock. It's just this guy who I think is maybe about 30 to 40 years old, talking with his daughter, who's about 13 years old, about...
Alicia.
And they're both English, I'm assuming, or somewhere over there in the UK. And
yep.
They started off with the 11th Hour, and they're reviewing all the Matt Smith stuff. But what's funny is they're really amateur because they don't have a theme tune or anything like that quite yet. I don't know if they edit, but... I get the impression, I thought they were performance artists at one point, because he's the adult, he's really serious about talking about it, and his daughter seems like she couldn't give a shit about the podcast.
No, she has no interest at all, and it's such a funny dynamic, and that's what makes it so different. It's not like, you know, you've got two people who enjoy Doctor Who, you've got one person who's obsessed, like us, that's the father, and then Alicia... You just don't get that she cares. And it's almost... It almost sounds like she's not going to get her allowance if she doesn't come on the show. And it's so funny. You know, it just... Like, it was one episode... I haven't gotten to this one yet, but Sean was saying... where she was texting doing the podcast.
And you can hear her texting on her iPhone. And she's doing it for like a minute or so.
And he loses it, right? No one else.
He doesn't like yell, but he just stops what he's talking about outright. And he goes, "Are you texting during the podcast?" It's just, I can't do it justice. And like I said, I tweeted about this and nobody responded. I thought it was like a piece of performance art. And I hope they don't mind us saying that if they listen to this. I know they listen to the Oodcast because they talk about the Oodcast. But yeah, I can't. I just sort of.
I really doubt they listen to us. We're Americans. So I really doubt they listen to us.
We're Americans.
Steve and Sean, you don't know how stressful it is trying to put this podcast together.
Well, the problem is that I was texting like at the beginning of the podcast with somebody said, no, would you stop it, please? Would you stop it? And I had to go and put it away. And I was talking to a very friend I haven't talked to for 3 years. And if it was you, you would talk to him. But no. But actually, I am getting forced to do this because I'll get my computer back afterwards.
Yeah, well...
And I need money.
I did try and say, okay, I'll do it on my own, but then she wouldn't do that either. So, I don't know, you do talk nonsense.
I love doing it, but I would like my phone for it as well. You never know. So, there might be an emergency. Someone might text me and I won't know about it, saying I'm dying and I'll never know about it. And
well, they're really great friends if you haven't spoke to them for 3 years, Alicia.
Well, I saw her today and now I'm speaking to her again, so... Mom. And I'm going downtown with her tomorrow.
Great.
I like Americans.
So anyway, thank you, Stephen and Sean, for that wonderful.
Did
he say we were amateur?
No, we're performing artists. We're not performing artists.
Well, you are.
Well, I am. I go to a sage school, which is.
You go to a deviating from the subject school because that's all you seem to do. And it's supposed to be a Doctor Who podcast, and every time I try and talk about Doctor Who, you go off talking about things that are totally unrelated.
Leave it.
So that's the feedback for this week. Particularly chuffed when I heard that. It put a big smile on my face at about 3 o'clock this morning when that came up on me.
Came on 3 o'clock this morning, yesterday.
Oh, no, yesterday morning, yes. Oh, yeah, I don't know where I am. Sunday morning, Saturday morning.
No, we are on Tuesday.
Yeah, I don't know where I am this week.
It's Wednesday tomorrow.
I'm totally frazzled. And I've got another 5 nights of this to do.
You're lucky. I like Cow's Week.
Anyway, The other thing I wanted to bring up was Tony Galachon. Tony Galachon. If you say "who" one more time, just to annoy me, we're going to hear a sound effect in the background, a bit like this. And then sort of noise, because I'm right on the end of my patience level.
I'll shut up now.
Anyway, Tony Galachon, who presents and produces The Flashing Blade.
Oh, him!
Would you mind leaving the room so I can actually speak about the subject?
Okay, I'll shut up now.
Anyway, I don't think he likes this very much because the other day I was listening to his show and somebody asked him the question about which of the podcasts has the most listeners or the most downloads and stuff like that. And he started reeling off all these podcasts, some of which get less downloads than us. And I'm not, like I say, he's not interested in download figures. Well, we are to a certain degree, because obviously if you had no download figures and you knew nobody was listening to you, you wouldn't really bother doing the podcast, I don't think, even though it is fun. But anyway, he mentioned all these podcasts and didn't mention us.
Doesn't he like us?
No, I don't think he does. And do you remember The Face of Bob when he provided his feedback a few weeks ago?
Bob.
He said that he'd try and get us a mention on the show.
Yeah.
It never happened. I don't know what I've done to upset him. Doesn't make any difference. I still love Tony and
I like Flashing Blade. It's mad, and they talk about cats a lot.
Of course, the John Barrowman news this week was another episode of his Saturday show, which is
John Barrowman's dead.
What?
In Desperate Housewives.
I haven't seen it. Don't tell me.
No. Nan told us, but he dies.
Okay. Yeah, I'd still like to see the episode. I think it's fairly obvious
that he was going to die. And they're filming it.
Right, excuse me, listeners.
No, please.
Would you mind leaving the room, please? Because you're doing it again.
Sorry.
For the 15th time.
I'm just talking about John Barrowman.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk about his show on Saturday. What was his show on Saturday called again?
Tonight's the Night.
Which, again, brilliant. And there was, he did sing a song at the end, which I did listen to. The most cheesiest thing ever. But I do love John Barrowman. Just wish he wouldn't sing.
Dad fancies him.
Of course, I am duty bound to mention the DWPA, where you'll find Doctor Who Podcast Alliance, where you'll find all, not all the best Doctor Who podcasts, but most of the best Doctor Who podcasts available.
Thanks.
Including us. So that's an absolutely fantastic place to find Doctor Who podcasts. And as far as I'm concerned, there's not enough because I'm fairly sure I'm going to get through this week, and by the time we get to like three nights to go, I'll be run out of Doctor Who podcasts to listen to, and I'll have to listen to music instead, or even old audio that I've already listened to and stuff like that. But somebody actually said, Glade asked me to post the actual addresses of all the podcasts that I listen to on the information feed. I'll try and remember to do that. Don't know how I'm going to do that, but I'll try. Right then, 11th Doctor set is out. It's actually in the shops. Did mine come through? No, it didn't. Bit annoyed about that because I ordered it from Forbidden Planet a couple of months ago, and then I heard it was in the local shop in Ryde, and so I phoned up Forbidden Planet and said, well, where's mine? And they said, oh, sorry, yes, we didn't get enough in to supply the demand. There'll be another delivery in September. But it was pre-ordered, so I don't understand how they could do that. So I'll be buying mine from the shop in Ryde and cancelling my order with Forbidden Planet, and I can't wait to get them. Really been looking forward to getting my 11th Doctors. I think I probably will crack them out of their box, because I like having them up on the side and sort of posing them in the positions I like to pose them in. But you might find a few Doctor Who figures on eBay for the replacing the ones I've already got up there at some point soon. Talking of eBay, now we haven't got Isabella with us this week, so we won't get interrupted. Let's have a look and see what
eBay.
Ooh. What we got? That's the same thing as last week.
God, the same thing as last week.
Which is the surprise, surprise, no bids against the Doctor Who Remembrance of the Dalek replica cool. Replica cool. Looks like a Dalek to me. Which is still at £4,995. The other one's the same one again. So all the top three are the same as last week. Oh, we got a Bessie.
Sister car.
Yeah, but it's the same type of car.
Sister car.
Yeah, that's £2,950. It's a Siva Edwardian Tourer.
Oh, can I read the next one on?
No, because I'm not going that far down. I'd want to find the next one that's actually got bids against it, the highest one with bids against it. Oh dear, nothing so far. Let's keep going down the list. Oh dear, nothing. Oh, there we go. Did I find something then? No. Or did my eyes just flicker? Did I imagine I saw it? No, no bids. Nothing. Oh dear. Obviously, this week people haven't got the money. I'm determined to find something expensive with a bid up against it.
Probably get something with a bid is like £20 or like that.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, 12 bids.
Here we go. For £160, the highest thing, most valuable thing with bids against it on eBay this week is a ultra rare Doctor Who Daypole Yeti prototype. And that's £160, got 12 bids against it.
17 hours to go.
Yeah, sorry, are we keeping you awake?
Oh, no, hold on. 2 tickets of Doctor Who Live, Cardiff.
Do you have to shout? You're about 1 inch away from the microphone.
Sorry.
You're such a professional, aren't you? So there you go, that's eBay this week. Let's see what else we've got on our show notes. Yes, show notes, we are real professionals.
Oh, for God's sake, Dan, you just gave away the secret.
Oh, I know what I was going to do. Doctor Who News. This is a Doctor Who podcast, so it would be relevant to try and provide Doctor Who news. What do you think, Alicia?
You have got me if I say anything.
Go on, just say it, and whilst it's loading up the page, I can try and knock it down a bit. Right.
Will you stop having a go at me?
Will you stop giving me the ammunition to have a go at you?
Well, can I quickly look at my app and see what she's replied, please?
When we finish the show.
1 second.
When we finish the show.
Just quickly, BRB, why are you reading out the news?
Caesar Doom is out, or due out for release on the 25th of October on DVD. One of my favourite stories, so I'm looking forward to getting that one. What extras has it got? Does it say? No, it doesn't know what. We've got Bernice Summerfield animated adventure coming out. Looks like it's... it was written by Paul Cornell. No, it was created by Paul Cornell. My page is still loading, so... What now?
Oh, we've lost internet connection.
Oh, what a shame.
It is.
Is it? Right, okay. The only other interesting bit of news is that Stephen Moffat has been confirmed as writing 5 episodes for Series 6.
So, that's good. Guess what? There's not much news this week. Because there's no Doctor Who on. But that's why there's no news. Have we found out what monsters in the Christmas special yet?
No, why do you know?
No, they usually bring it out by now. It usually is in the paper or something. Last year it was in the paper. Okay. So.
Well, no, they haven't said anything so far about the Christmas special.
Oh!
Anyway.
Hold on, maybe they did.
Talking about...
No, I think they've did.
Did they? Right.
I remember something with Macra.
No.
No, but, yeah, I do, though.
No, I wouldn't have thought so. The Macra were in...
No, I really remember something with Macra.
Yeah, well, be quiet a minute, please.
What if I'm right?
Doesn't matter whether you're right or not.
That'd be cool.
So anyway, I recently acquired my 5th Doctor Castrovalva regeneration figure,
which is still in the box, which is still taking pride and place on top of the clock in our living room.
Yeah, it's magnificent. The only thing that Alistair Pearson pointed out was that when the 4th Doctor regenerated in the 5th Doctor, the beginning of the regeneration he had boots on, but when he changed into Davison's Doctor, he had shoes on, but the figure that I've got has boots on, so there's a bit of a continuity issue there. And also it came with a Planet of Fire
set,
which I didn't get, because in Planet of Fire the Doctor was down to his shirt sleeves and his braces and stuff, but the figure that came out for that set was just him with his hat on, so although he does look quite good with his hat on, but he had the wrong jumper, so the continuity there wasn't very good either. So, by the way, listeners, if I consider myself and Ali combined to be the oracle of all Doctor Who knowledge, so if there's any Doctor Who questions, however obscure you would like,
test yet?
You would like us to answer, just send them in to us. It's for God's sake, I give up with you. What now?
Grab my quiz now.
No quizzes for you this week. Can I get on, please? This podcast would have been 10 minutes long if it wasn't for your interruptions. Anyway. God. Right. I'm just going to pause it there so I can finish off the show.
Okay, go on then. Go on then.
Yes, ask the Oracle. In the normal feedback method, which is the word 20, the word meg, the word feedback at hotmail.co.uk or via the 20 meg Doctor Who podcast.podbean.com. There's a comment facility there. You can do it on Facebook at the 20 meg about Doctor Who podcast group or via, if you just join us as a friend. What are the other methods? Oh, yeah, via iPhone and stuff like that. So all forms of feedback are most welcome, whether it be email or the magnificent medium of MP3 audio.
That
darling
keeps looking at me.
Oh, dear. So, yes, at some point in the future, if listeners don't provide us, you, with an episode from the classic series to review...
No, but if they've got... I want questions now.
I can't believe this.
I want questions now, but I haven't got any questions.
Yes. So, yes, TARDIS Tavern.
I like TARDIS Tavern.
You'd be so glad you haven't got Alicia as a co-host, because it's the most infuriating...
You should have me as your co-host and send me, like... pay for me to go to America and I can go to Hollywood.
It wouldn't be bad because it at least give my head a rest.
No, when you're visiting the UK, you should come down to Isle of Wight and I should do a show with you.
No, I don't think they're likely to visit the UK, are they?
No. An iPod trap, right?
Yes. So, and I actually managed to get through the...
The Ood cast might come to
the island. iTunes was the only one I didn't mention.
Oh, okay.
And you can...
download us on iTunes.
Yeah, of course you can. And also you can obviously leave a bit of feedback via the iTunes feed as well.
It's review, actually. So, get it right.
I don't know if I can really...
Can I review my own podcast?
No.
Oh, okay.
Podcast of the Week. Still churning through them at the moment, I'm afraid.
We'll
skip a week.
TARDIS Tavern for me.
Okay, then we'll give it the TARDIS Tavern, even though you've never listened to it.
No, because they said a nice thing about me, and they like me, so that's why.
All right, give it to TARDIS Tavern. Yes, TARDIS Tavern is...
The podcast of the week.
And I'm sorry this podcast is a bit short, but my head has been well and truly...
No, is it short?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm.
How long is it supposed to be then?
Well, it's usually a bit longer than this. I mean, if I can't put up with it any longer, I doubt the listeners can, because I can just sense all those iPods being turned off as we speak. Probably about 25 minutes ago, actually. So, hopefully, Alicia will be a bit more podcast friendly next week, and we actually will be delivered to you a more sort of traditional standard show.
I wrote a C instead of an X. See, you got a C. Not kiss.
Maybe I should just get Isabella to present the show with me.
Okay, listeners, I nearly said viewers then. Can we have a vote? Send in your feedback and say who do you want to as a co-host, me or Isabella? Actually, who do you want more? Me and Dad together, or me and Isabella together doing the podcast? You decide. Go to the feedback things and just do what you have to do.
Or preferably just me on my own doing it. Or even me and Alistair doing it. But I don't expect there's anyone left listening to the programme now, Alicia.
Okay, whatever.
Yes, my head is well and truly done in, as is the show. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Bye. Oh, you're not going to say goodbye then.
Bye!
Doctor Who is a trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.